Have you ever felt underappreciated by your lady? Perhaps it's as if she's slowly slipping away, or maybe she's not showing you as much attention as she usually does. It's normal to feel this way, especially if you have been in a relationship for a long time. Your partner can start losing interest in you, and I get it, it's a scary and painful thought. But if you really like her though, and you want that relationship to carry on, then you need to actually make her worry about losing you to get the balance back. And it might sound strange, and you're probably thinking, will that actually work? Because when it comes to us ladies, we like to chase a man, and we like to know that he is the best candidate of dating for us. So if we are worried about losing you, we will chase a little harder and rediscover all of your best stuff. We will cover why it's important to actually be vulnerable in front of her, and why you should always be honest, and obviously so many other amazingly important things. So let's get into it, like the video and subscribe and get ready. The very first thing is to be vulnerable around her. This might sound a little bit strange, but vulnerability is when you are able to open up and be honest about the things that you feel and all of your emotions. It's not something that comes as naturally to men as it does to women, who are typically ruled by their emotions. Men find it harder to open up, and of course, there is that stigma around this type of behaviour. This stigma exists between men and not between men and women. Sure, a woman wants a man who can protect her and look after her, but she also wants a partner who can open up to her and tell her how she feels. She wants to get to know you and understand you, and one of the only ways that you can do this is to actually be vulnerable around her. If she upsets you, then you tell her. If you are feeling down or stressed about anything, then open up and tell her all about it, and this will bring you closer together. Not many men in relationships actually do this, which will make you different to the average guy. If she has found a partner that can be vulnerable with her, she is unlikely to actually want to leave them. And of course, she's going to be worried about losing this amazing person. Be honest with her. Be honest with your partner. It's a key component of any healthy relationship. If you are hiding things from your partner, like the fact that after work last week you went out drinking with your friends, but you told her you were at home playing video games, this dishonesty is not a good basis of a great, healthy, foundational relationship. She is gonna find out. And it is often said that women should all be in the FBI because we are pretty awesome at finding out information. And this is not far from the truth, we really are. Women have a way of finding things out through friends of friends, to other friends, to mutual friends, to Instagram comments. We will get the information in the end. Let's say, for example, that you did lie about going for a drink with friends and your partner found out. She would feel so hurt and very let down. Plus, she's going to be wondering why you were lying to her, which would make her think that maybe you are not the best person for her to be in a relationship with because of this red flag. This could have all been avoided by you being honest with her and saying, after work today, I'm going to go out with my friends for a drink. Being honest really is the best way to not just start a relationship, but to make her worried about losing you, because not all men can be honest sometimes. So if she feels like you are an amazing catch, well, she never wants to lose you. Let her know that you are thinking about her. This is as important when you are first dating as it is when you are in a relationship. You need to make sure that your lady knows that you think about her during the day and when you make important decisions. For example, if you got offered a promotion at work that meant you would need to be away for 2 days every week, well, you need to make sure that your lady knows that you thought about her and you discussed it with her before you simply just say yes to that promotion. When she knows she is on your mind, she will feel really loved and treasured, which will mean she will develop more serious feelings for you, which will make her worried about losing you. Now, the deeper those feelings, the more worried she will be when it comes to that chance where she thinks, oh, I might be losing him. It's easy. Accept her for who she is. Every girl has been out with a guy who has tried to change her in some way. He might have told her to dress differently, or ask her not to hang out with certain friends. Whatever it is, she probably maybe did it at first before realising that, you know what, I'm not going to change for this guy, and she left him. Accepting her for who she is the greatest gift you could ever give her. After dating or being in relationships with guys who have tried to change her, accepting her for who she is will be so refreshing. She will think that you are the absolute best partner for her, and she'll be constantly worried about losing you. If you have chosen to have a relationship with her, you should understand her and love her for who she is anyway. Don't control her. Girls really hate being with a partner that controls them. Even if you don't think you are controlling her at all, if you have asked her to not hang out with a certain friend anymore, that's control. It's important that you let her be her own person and live her own life without someone actually controlling her. You might be doing it because you are worried about losing her, but this will actually push her further away. Instead, let her be more independent, and it will make her value you more and worry about losing you. Don't always be available or say yes. I'll start by talking about this point in relation to dating a girl. If you think she is drifting away after a few dates, then start not always being available. Don't text her back so quickly. Leave it, say, for an hour or two. And then when you reply, you say, "So sorry, I've been busy." She's gonna start to wonder, what's he busy with? Is he dating another woman? Now her mind will race, and when you do pay her attention, she will value it a lot more than she did before. If you are already in a relationship with a girl, it's a little bit more tricky. You can't simply just not pay her any attention because she will think that you are calling the relationship off, which is not what you want. Instead, you can stop saying yes to everything she asks for. For example, maybe whenever she wants something like a takeaway, you say yes. She will start to expect that whenever she asks for something, she gets it. So if you think she seems to not be as keen on you as before, instead of spoiling her with those yeses, you can say, not today. She might be a little bit taken back at the beginning and even shocked because she's so used to hearing the words yes. But after this though, she will start to wonder if your feelings are not as strong for her as they once were. Therefore, she will start putting more effort in because she is worried about losing you. So sometimes you do need to be the no man. Distance yourself and practice your self-care. It can be extremely hard when a partner starts to pull away. It's painful. But it's important that you take some time to yourself to think about what is happening to you and to do things that you enjoy. Now, not only does this give her some space to think and miss you, it gives you the space. After a while, you might think, actually, you know what? I don't want to carry this relationship on anymore. I want someone who always likes me for me. And if you want to carry on the relationship though, practicing some self-care by exercising, seeing friends, doing feel-good stuff will help you to be the best version of yourself, which will make her seriously worry about losing you. Because who wouldn't want to be with the best version of their partner, right? Finally, absence makes the heart grow fonder, so this distance would be what brings her back amazed by how understanding her partner actually is. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.